Blog Talk Radio.
Every single day, something's gonna come your way, good or bad. You don't need to hang your head, gotta make a move instead. Don't be mad, there's always a way to get everything positive in your life. Nothing can stop you now, that's the way we live now.
Iza, and you are listening to The Good Life. The Good Life promotes a commitment to a lifestyle of resourcefulness. This is a movement. Yes, we are about celebrating the innovators, the risk takers, the movers, the shakers, the go-getters, those who go open up the doors, those who find a way to make it all happen. We call them our do-gooders, and that is you. Yes, our listening audience, of course. We are broadcasting live from Brooklyn. And we want to take the time out to thank our supporters, those who give their tangible support to the vision. So let's just get right to it. I've been gone for a while, and I know you've missed me, do-gooders, but guess what? I've been out there getting it. I've been out there with those who are getting it. We talk about the do-gooders, the go-getters, those who want to make it all, who go to make it all happen, who go open other doors for themselves and ultimately for others. That's where I was, with the do-gooders and the go-getters out in Miami. Shout out to American Black Film Festival. This year was in Miami, of course, in Miami Beach. And I just had a wonderful time with the cast and crew of Brooklyn Blue Sky. Shout out to Raven Drummer and Dewey Gerard, our series creators, who actually won. Yes, Brooklyn Blue Sky won. Yes, they did. They won for Best Web Original, and I am just so excited. See, this is why I definitely want to have the show today, because I really want to talk about letting you know that you can have what you want. And people say that all the time, you can have what you want, you can have what you want. But it's more than that. You can have what you want once you decide that it's yours. You have to make a decision that it's yours. And guess what? You do not have to be, you don't have to be in any type of, have a special criteria for it to be yours. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a certain weight. You don't have to have graduated. You don't have to be a certain age, belong to a certain crew. You don't have to have 5,000 Instagram followers or likes. You don't have to be married, be a part of a certain socioeconomic status. Every resource doesn't have to be laid out for you like a red carpet. Every step doesn't have to be laid out. Everything has to be, all of that does not have to be in place in order for you to decide that it's yours. It doesn't have to be in place for you to know that it's yours. It is already for you, but you have to know it is for you. See, a lot of times you want what you want, right, because it looks good or because you really want it or whatever the case may be, but in your heart you haven't decided that it's really yours. It's for other people. It happens for these people. You know, you may not say that out of your mouth, but in how you move and in how you may move in your day-to-day, it may already be saying that. You think it happens for those people. It happens for those people who may have studied for it. It happens for these people that know these people over here. No, you have to decide it is for you. And the moment that you decide and you make the decision, it's already yours. And everything you do and the words that you speak and the movements you make will already confirm, will continue to confirm, okay, that it's yours. But guess what? This is what happens with us because we're in our own way. See, this is the thing. See, I done figured it out now. See, you don't have it. Not because you don't want to fail. No, that's not why you don't have it. You don't have it, not because you don't want to be broke. Nope, that's not why you don't have it. You don't have it, and it's not yours yet because you don't want people to see you fail. See, that's what it, that's what it is. You don't want people to see you broke. You don't want to run into, you don't want to run into your old classmate, old high school classmate, and be like, hey, well, what you doing? Well, I'm working a part-time job. No, you don't want to say that. You don't want to say I'm sleeping on my friend's couch right now because I'm trying to get – you don't want to say that. You don't want to be at the family barbecue. I get it. You don't want to be at the family barbecue, okay, and they know you – well, you had your degree in this, and where you at now? You don't want to have that conversation. You want the glow up, but you don't want to show up. Okay, okay. You want the glow up. But you don't want to show up. Who are you showing up for? Yourself. Really, the show up is really for you. And you have to be present in that present moment. You can't think about, well, what somebody's going to think or what somebody's going to say. You got to decide, okay, first of all, what it is that you want? What is it that you want in your heart of hearts, your desire? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice? How long are you willing to persevere to get it? And number one, do you even think that it's yours? Do you even think that you deserve it? And who deserves it in life? It's not about who deserves and what deserves. Are you willing to work for it? And number two, do you think that it's really yours? Some people are afraid to, you know, write that list, to, you know, put that list down of all their dreams and all the things that they really want to accomplish, because once they write it down, once they tell somebody, once they say it, once they see it on paper, putting pen to paper, it becomes real. And sometimes, you know, if I keep it in my mind, if I keep it to myself, if I don't say, then nobody will hold me accountable. No one will say, well, didn't you say 10 years ago you want, because guess what, I didn't tell nobody. So guess what, I don't have to be accountable. I don't have to be accountable to anybody's timeline or anything like that, because I never made it real. I never set it down in stone. I never told somebody this is my vision. You have to put it in your mind. You're going to make yourself accountable by saying out of your mouth. It's such a freeing thing to just say out of your mouth what it is that you envision for your life, to say out of your mouth what it is that you want to accomplish, to say out of your mouth all the things, all the dreams, all the hopes that you have for your life, for the time that you have here on this earth during this time. What is it that you want to accomplish? Because a lot of us are living and we're surviving, but we're not thriving. And it doesn't feel good. Listen, I've been in that position. You wake up, you clocking in and you clocking out, investing in somebody else's dream. Every time I went to my full-time job that I had back in 2014, I've 8 years invested into that particular job. Every time I walked in the door and whatever I was doing, teaching and, you know, writing this grant or whatever it was I was doing, okay, I was investing and putting legwork and time and sweat equity into somebody else's vision. Okay? And the more and more I did that, I would wake up every morning and I would be getting to work later and later, because it was just almost like dying a slow death. I was going in and just getting through the day, living for the weekend. Living for one day, really just Saturday, Friday night, all of Saturday, live it up, get depressed on Sunday night, go back on Monday. It's, you know, the week starts all over again, and here it is. And that's not living. That's not life. That was my life. And for a lot of you that's listening, that is your life. But it does not have to be that. You can be living your life every day and living it on your terms. And I know it's not for some people, listen, it's real life. Some people just can't snap their fingers and be like, okay, I'm going to abandon this over here, abandon that over here, and just live my dreams. No, for some people, there are steps. There were steps for me. There were steps to the process. But guess what? There was little steps that I took, but there was one day where I was forced. I was literally forced. Okay, here's an opportunity. Here's an opportunity. This opportunity is here. It's yours. The offer is yours. It has your name on it. But guess what? At this time and place, you can't do both. You can't do this on a weekend now. But that opportunity that I had in front of me, I had to totally abandon the security and the stability that I knew. And that is scary. Okay? That is a very scary thing. I was put in a position where I was not going to be able to take advantage of that opportunity and have my 9-to-5 secure life. And I had to make a choice, okay, all right, guess what? This is not going to come back around. This particular opportunity is not going to come back around again, and you're going to have to make a decision here. You don't know when the next opportunity is going to come. You know, I have faith that opportunities will come, but not that one. That one wasn't going to come. And it was time, and I had already said out of my mouth now, so you have to be careful of things you say. I had already said out of my mouth, the moment that it's going to be time for me to leave, I'm going to be put into a position where I will have no choice but to leave. Because the opportunity will be on the table for me to easily transition from this life to the next life, and that is what happened. And when that happened, me leaving was a very smooth process. It was a smooth process because I had already purposed in my mind. I already knew the parameters by which I was going to transition. All right, and I already called it, and it came exactly how I called it to be. All right, so. But my thing is this, had I not been putting in that work and doing the things I need to do, the opportunity would have never come my way. I had already made up in my mind that current life that I was living was not going to be my life, that I had accomplished all that I was going to accomplish. I had exhausted those possibilities there, and I was ready to have a new life. I can remember sitting, shout out to my friend Maria John, I can remember sitting, maybe I have told this story before. I was in Fort Greene. We're sitting at Cafe Lafayette, and I sat down and I told her, I said, I'm ready to be a full-time artist. This is my life. This is what I want to do. I said, I'm not, you know, I don't, you know, I don't have all the pieces yet. I don't know all the people I need to know yet. I don't, maybe not have all the training. This is at the time, you know, I don't know what. This is early 2000, maybe mid-2000. I don't know all the things I need to do, you know, whatever, but I know that this right here, this current reality right now, is not going to be my situation come 4 years from now or whatever, 3 years from now. I know that there's going to be a turn, and I'm willing to make that turn. Now, I don't know what's down the road, but I was willing to walk from point A to point B. Now, once I got to point B, I'll see and survey what the land is there, and I'll make some additional choices. But I was ready to leave point A. And some of you have to be ready to walk the road. You can't just be here for the success, but you ain't willing to be a mess. I had to be willing. I had to be willing to say, okay, I'm used to this kind of pay. I know, you know, this pay over here is real good. And I know I got this degree and that degree and multiple degrees, and I'm a this and I'm a that. But guess what? Here, I'm going to have to work this part-time job over here because, you know, sister girl can't – no, you can't have my Monday through Friday, 8 hours a week. I'm sorry, 40 hours, over 40-plus hours. No, we can't do that no more because guess what? That doesn't leave room for my vision. That reality does not leave room for my vision. So that reality that I was comfortable within, that was stable, that provided the cushion, that allowed me to go on whatever trips, you know, these fancy restaurants, guess what? That life is no more. At the moment, you know, that life is no more because guess what? Now I have to make myself a little uncomfortable to get to the place that I want to be. And sometimes people are not ready to be uncomfortable. They just want to jump onto the success train. And now listen, that may happen real quickly for some. And when it happens so quickly for some, a lot of people are not really able to acclimate that quickly to it, okay? But for the most part, there were some steps. And I was willing to take them. Okay? And that's that. And I had to make the decision that that was going to be that. Thirdly, one thing I do want to point out is that sometimes, you know, you can't marry your success to a particular outcome. And what do I mean by that? I think some people are looking for a specific, you don't really know how your blessings are going to come. Nobody is saying that you can't have the vision, this is what I want for my life. Keep that. But how you think you're going to get there, who you think going to be the one that's to help you, how you think, it may not be exactly how you planned it to be. You got to, but see, you have to be ready for the twists and turns of life. You got to be ready to hold on. It's going to be a bumpy ride, and you need to not marry success to a particular outcome. You're looking for it to come a specific way. It's going to come on this day. It's going to be whatever, and it might be even better than that, but you have to have long vision. Don't think that, okay, it's going to be in this box. It's going to be wrapped in that bow. Because you're looking at everybody else's outcome, how it happened. Oh, it happened that way for this one, so it's going to happen this way for me. And because it didn't happen at this time, at that age for me, like it happened for that person, then I'm a failure. Not so. I never seen, just because you wear a size 9 and your friend over here wear a size 9, you going to ask them, well, how does that shoe fit you? It fits good? Because I know you're a size 9, so is that shoe comfortable for you? Oh, that shoe, it fits you good? It's real good on you? All right, let me get this size 9. Let me put money on the table, get a size. No, you got to try it on. You got to take your same size 9 foot and put it in that shoe and see if it's to your liking. See if it fits you the same way. See if you can rock it the same way. See if your stride and your step can be just as however with whip on you. Listen, I've seen plenty of things. One thing can look like $1 million on one person, the other person look like it's $3.99. You got to try it on. You got to try it on for yourself. You have to make your own way. And this is the thing. You have to stop looking outside of yourself. The thing that you want is an outside of yourself. Because guess what? When you close your eyes and you think about what it is that you really want, the fact that you had the thought, the fact that you thought about it in that way, the fact that you had that idea, okay, the fact that you had that vision, it was given to you that way, in that manner, because it's already yours. See, you can tell me your vision, and I can try to recreate something, but it's not going to come to life the way you envision it, because it was given to you in that package. I may have something, I may, you know, whatever, but it's not going to come out the same way, because it wasn't given to me. And that's how I know whatever it is that I can think of, even some of the things that sound far-fetched, like, girl, who you know, how you going, you don't have the money, you don't have the resources for that, but the fact that I could think of it means it's already mine, because God could have gave it to anybody. He gave me the vision. He gave me the thought. He gave me the hope for it. He gave me the optimism for it. He gave me the energy to even think about it. That's how I know it's mine. It's mine because it was given to me. And you need to show up for yourself every day. Every day, show up for yourself. What does that mean? Okay, that means, all right, maybe, you know, I might be a little uncomfortable, but I'm going to still decide to take a step. It might not be a huge leap, but it'll be a step. Adiaga, what's a step? Okay, a step may be, let me get on this, you know, let me get off a whatever blog, a website, reading about somebody else's life and the stars and the celebrities. Let me get off of that. And let me go and do some research on, I don't know, how to write a script. Whatever. Let me do some research on that. Adiaga, what's a step? Okay, another step. Let me call so-and-so that I do know. Let's have a brunch. Let's sit and have some coffee. Let me ask you some questions about, I don't know, how you were able to transition from your full time, you know, or whatever, to what you got now. That's a step. Let me buy myself a journal. Let me sit down and get myself a journal, a fresh new journal. I know it's the middle of 2017. I know it's June. Don't matter. I'ma still buy me a journal, a new little calendar book. Right? that's dedicated to the manifestation of my dreams. Let me get this little journal here. Let me go to Target or whatever. Buy me a little journal. Even buy myself a little special pen that I only use for this special book. It sounds silly, but it's so not. It gives honor. It gives honor to the vision. It gives honor to that time, that little bit of time that you're taking. What's the step, Adiaga? Okay, well, you know I normally wake up at, 6:30. But I'm going to start getting up at 5. Make myself a little coffee, you know, sit at my table. And this is the time I use, my little 30 minutes. You know, before I really get into my morning, and I'm gonna create a little vision board, or maybe I'll do that 5 o'clock, or maybe when I'm gonna wake up at 5, you know, maybe I'll write that page, maybe a paragraph of that book that I always wanted to write. Maybe I'll get up at 5. I hope the light is turning on now. And somebody, because you have, listen, we all got the same 24 hours in a day. We all got the same, I don't care what part of the world you, we all have the same 24 hours a day. You have to decide you want it. I don't care if you have 3 children. I don't care if you're single and by yourself and life is hard and whatever. I don't care whatever excuse you want to put in front. You got to decide it's yours. You got to decide it's yours. And guess what? Once you decide it's yours, then everything else you do is going to set you up for success. And you got to be open to what the definition of success is, because success, you know, can be, I did get up at 5. I got up at 5, and I did what I said I was going to do. Success, I wrote the 2 sentences to the first chapter of the book I always wanted to write. Success, I did find something on the internet. I found a workshop, a little free workshop I could go to about that thing, okay, whatever. Success. Notice I didn't say success was when it was completed. Yeah, you celebrate when it's done. You celebrate when the vision has come to pass. But there's life is happening. Life is happening every day. Life is happening. The minutes are ticking. There are other things that are happening in between, and you got to celebrate those successes along the way. It's not just about getting to the end. We all want to get to the end, and we all want to put, you know, we all want to check that thing off the list. Okay, but there's other manageable steps. There's other parts. There's other parts that are, that there are other parts that need to be completed before you even check off. There's so many. You got that one item, but to get to that one item checked off, there's about 50 steps. Don't go on somebody's Instagram now and think because you see them, one, you know, you're looking at the boxes. You're looking at the little video clips. You're looking at the little Instagram photos. And in one photo is January. And in that January photo, that person is talking to you about starting, you know, a company. They had an idea. All right, that was January photo. You see them. They're talking about their idea, whatever. It's a video. They're talking about their idea. Okay, come March now, you see they got a few players with them. They got, you know, maybe they got, you know, somebody, an assistant or something like that. I'm building the company. Then you see the next month, they show you a photo of their logo, right? Skip, skip, skip. Now it's June. They have employees. I'm fast forwarding life now. They got employees, they got whatever. But wait a minute. To get to June now, you got that photo in January. There was another photo in March. You see they got the assistant. There was another photo in April. Maybe they got their logo. And come here, now it's June. And you see they got employees, and you see that the company, they got a little space, a little rental space for their company. But wait a minute. They didn't post what happened January 2nd, January 3rd, January. You don't see all the steps. All you see are the highlights of somebody's life. And a lot of times people are looking at Instagram, and they're comparing themselves. They're comparing their lives to everybody else's highlight. Okay, that's the highlight. Nobody going to show you. Listen, ain't nobody gonna take a picture of them sleeping on the floor, on a blow-up bed. Nobody going to show you, take a picture of their benefit card. Shout out to ODB, who did. Rest his soul. Okay, but I'm just saying, for the most people. nobody is taking a photo of negative funds statement and posting that. You see the highlights, right? And you're comparing your life to the highlights of somebody else's life. Stop living on the gram. You know, you go to gram to celebrate whatever, but really life is happening right now, you know. For some people, you know how you are. You know how you get. Some of you may need to take a break from the gram. Take a break from social media. Just totally lock in. Totally lock in and get it. I remember when I was writing my first short piece. I wrote on the train. I wrote. You know, sometimes I would write late at night at my dining room table. I would write in my bed. I would write. You know, I would take my little. You know, this is so important. I had realized. Now, this might be a minor step for some, but it was a big step for me. Okay, I realized. You know, well, wait a minute, Adiaga, you're on your iPad all the time. You're on your iPad, you're doing this and that or whatever, you know, nothing major you should be doing, but you are on your iPad. And, you know, I'm the kind of person, I don't see these new phones. I like buttons, okay? I like to press buttons. I'm old school, all right? And I said to myself, you know, I really could write my script if I had keys. I don't like to sit, you know, I don't necessarily like to sit at the computer, at the desktop. You know, I'm mobile, I'm moving, I'm doing things. Why don't, you know what, I said to myself, I could possibly get to this script if I take myself down to the Best Buy or wherever I'm at and go see, is there a keyboard that goes with my iPad? How much is it? What deal I can get? Those are the steps. This is before the play even got read. Well, let me look and see what deals I can get, whatever. Okay, this go. Oh, yes, there isn't a keyboard, a special keyboard that goes with this special iPad you have. Okay, wonderful. Went down there, got my little discount, whatever I got my little keyboard. Between the time I got that keyboard, I said, okay, now I have no excuse because now I have my iPad. Now I can type. I got the app I need to, you know, to write my play or whatever. Now I don't have any excuse. And then I said, okay, I'm on the train. I'm sitting here, okay, from here to whatever. It takes me about 30 minutes. What can I get done? Wrote on typed on the train, typed at home. I did whenever I felt inspired, whenever I wanted to do, because I believe in writing when you're inspired. I don't subscribe to, for me, for writers out there, I don't subscribe to every day get up and write. I people will tell you that, just write every day. I don't believe that. I have to write when I feel like it. I have to write when I have to get in my mojo, I have to get in my groove. That's just me. You know, that's just how I. But anyway, I had no more excuses because I had the tools, and the tools were always with me. Okay, that was, and I'm gonna tell you, knocked out. At that time when I had, you know, got that, I wrote that within a week. I wrote it because I found the necessary tools that I needed, that I knew I needed, that was going to help me. Identify what those things are for you, you know. Maybe you don't go out with the fellas or the girls this weekend. Maybe this weekend is for you. You know, maybe that money that you normally go get your nails done, and I love getting my nails done, but I'm just saying, maybe that money you go get your nails done, that's the money that you use to go to get that workshop or go in that class. Am I talking to somebody? You know, maybe, you know, instead of watching whatever reality program tonight, maybe you watch an inspirational video that's going to get you moving. Maybe instead of calling and shooting the breeze on the phone with your homie, talking about absolutely nothing, tearing somebody down or whatever, maybe you can take that conversation and speak to somebody that's already accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. Maybe instead of getting on that blog website and typing an anonymous comment to people that you ain't possibly never going to meet and don't really know or care nothing about you, you can take that same time, okay, and write that book and write that whatever it is. We got to turn it around. You got to turn it around in your favor. You got to take everything, okay, what's my normal thing? Okay, what is it that I normally do with my 24 hours? What are the things that I normally do with my day? And where is it that I can turn around and flip it where I can really utilize this time for the things I want? Until I get into the point in time where until I work that vision and work that thing so well that now it's working for me. So now I don't have to come and sit up here in this office and look at these faces I don't want to look at or whatever and be in this space. I could be in a space that I designed and created for myself. Okay? When I'm talking to you all, I'm really speaking to myself as well, because we all need this kind of inspiration every day. You know why? Because people are living their lives, and there's some people out here who are depressed, y'all. They're depressed. They don't even know they're depressed. They come home, you know, couch potato. And, you know, some people depressed don't even know it. Some of you can even look around at your space, and your space will tell you that you're depressed. I know I'm talking to somebody that's listening. You don't really do much with yourself. You don't really feel like much. You ain't do, because you're depressed. You're not really happy. Are you happy? Tell yourself the truth. Are you happy with life? Are you happy with your life? And if you're not in any aspect of it, be honest, pinpoint what it is, tell yourself the real deal, don't sugarcoat nothing, and guess what? Get busy about changing. You can change your life. You can do it. You can. Okay, so what? Your grandma didn't, you know, it did, your grandma didn't do it. Mama didn't do it. Your father didn't. Nobody has done what you're trying to do. Okay, we understand that. Okay, maybe you're the first blueprint. Okay, maybe that's scary. We understand how scary that can be, being the first person to venture out. I get it. I understand. My name is Adiaga. That means firstborn daughter. I get what burden that is. But it's a beautiful blessing too. The first person to forge the path, the first person to cut down them weeds and oh, here's a path here, clearing a path. You know? Sometimes you gotta clear a path. Clear a path for yourself, you know? And those weeds that are in your way are fear. The weeds that are in your way that's blocking your path is you know, lack of hope. You think the weeds that are in your path are finances. You think that the weeds that are in your path is lack of family support. Those seem like weeds. Right? They seem like weeds, but guess what a weed can do? A weed can be uprooted. It may take some strength to uproot, but a weed can be uprooted. A weed can be uprooted, okay? All right, fine. You don't have, all right, your friends, the friends that you currently have, then, you know, maybe they're not so supportive. Maybe they're some naysayers or whatever. But guess what? There's a community out there. There's people out there who want some of the things you want and who are willing to support you. You might have to get a new crew. You might have to find a new – listen, sometimes we got to clear – you got to clear that path. You got to uproot them weeds. Sometimes you don't even realize – sometimes you deciding now – things will be made even clearer once you make a decision that it's yours, right? Once you make a decision, you're going to go after it now. Some things will be made clearer. Sometimes you'll realize, now once you start saying, I want this, and then the friends you have, you ain't really, you, then they doing you a favor. They really showing you about their level of friendship. Sometimes some things are a blessing. Sometimes you may need to speak out some things out loud just to see where your real friends are at, who your real support is. Sometimes just by you having a vision, it will clear the way. It will clear out some of that debris because everybody won't be able to go with you. Everybody won't be able to, because they don't have the vision, they can't support it. There's some people out there like that because they can't see it, they can't support it. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Hope you do pray for me. I'm going this way. Watch my back as I leave. I'm still going to forge ahead because I know – and you should know that what you want, and because you want it, it is already yours. There are some doors that you're going to have to walk through. There are going to be some doors you might have to knock on. There are going to be some other doors you may have to kick down. But there's a pathway for you. And there's some things laid up on that pathway that are waiting on you to decide that you want it. It is waiting on you. Your dreams, your goals, that light at the end, it is waiting on you to decide that you want it. Now, when you going to make this decision? Oh, you want to wait till you get married? You want to wait till somebody tells you it's okay. You're waiting for someone to give you a green light. Oh, okay. You're waiting for somebody to tell you pop it. Oh, okay. You keep waiting. keep on waiting, and let's see how long you wait. Listen, you don't wait. The time is now. It is now. It is now. It is now. You know why it's now? Because you want it. You want it, so go get it. And that's all you have to keep saying. I want it, I'm going to go get it. I want it, I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to get it. I don't know when it's going to be mine, but I know it's mine, and I'm reaching for it. If I got to wake up at 5 o'clock, that's me reaching for it. If I have to, maybe I can't afford to eat there no more, that's me reaching for it. Reach forward. It's there. It's there. It's waiting for you to reach for it. Trust me, sometimes all you have to do is take one step, and that will be the catalyst and the domino effect for all the other steps to unfold. I don't know if there's green pastures there because I'm still sitting in my chair. Maybe if I stand up, I can see, oh, wow, there are green pastures over there. But when I sit down now, I'm not in a position to see nothing but what's around me because I'm pretty much blocking my vision. But if I stand up, you see, I can see a little further down the road. Maybe. Oh, wow. I didn't know there were green pastures there. Oh, wow. I didn't know there was a turn there. But guess what? I don't know because I'm still sitting. I'm in a sedentary position in my life. Stagnant, stuck in one position, afraid to get up and make a move. Waiting until this piece over here, for me to stand up and make a move. Not so. No one told me I had the things that have come in my life, and I know there's so many more wonderful things down the road. I don't know what they are, but I know it's there. I feel it. I know it's there for me. But I'm going to tell you, I had no idea what this role was going to be. You know, it was scary. I'm not going to lie. So, an old friend of mine asked me, well, how was it for you, Adiaga? It was scary. It was scary because, you know, I was used to making the same kind of choices, and I would wake up in the morning and kind of know how knew how my day was going to be, and kind of like when you know, in terms of, you know, all you do gooders who are interested in being artists, a lot of you become the CEO of your life. You know, I'm the CEO of Adayaga Entertainment here. You know, so you know, as an artist, every day can be different, and there's no set time. You know, you know, you're kind of you're doing this. You're rowing this boat, and it's a one man sport now. You're not really competing. I mean, really, it's a one man sport. It really is a one man sport here, and a lot of times it can be really lonely. It can feel really lonely. It can feel like an uphill. But I wanted to climb the hill because I knew that effort it took to climb the hill in this race was going to be so much more fulfilling than climbing up somebody else's hill. You understand? And get to the top and not even be recognized. You know, you working, and hardly don't even get recognized for half the stuff you working. It's for somebody else's company. It's for somebody else. You know, you low man on the top. Whatever it is, situation you're in, it's really, you're really not going to get all you really, really want and need out of it. It's really somebody else's company. You know, and I just got tired of doing that. You know, I just wanted to enjoy my life. And even though this road is not necessarily the easiest, it's the artist path is not for the faint of heart. This path here is not for those who just love everybody to applaud them all the time. If you're looking for somebody to tell you, yes, you're beautiful, honey, it's not going to happen all the time. You know, this road here is for people that have a tough skin, that know how to take the no's of life, the rejections, and keep on ticking. And see, if you know how to do that, you can survive this life. But if you're willing for somebody to tell you great and everything's straight, honey, this ain't for you. So there's some struggles over here too. But guess what? The struggles was all right because I was having fun doing it and it was a passion of mine. So whatever closed door, whatever rejection or whatever, it wasn't a knife to my heart because it was happening in the field that it was happening on my terms. You see what I'm saying? It was happening on my terms. You know, It wasn't the same if I was striving and struggling in somebody else's world and on somebody else's platform, on somebody else's. It was happening on my terms. So though the struggle may be a struggle to a certain degree, you know, to get from point A to point B, the journey was so much sweeter because this is where I chose this life. You see. I chose it, so it's different on that end. And I just want to, you know, I really just want to utilize this time to really give shout outs to the believers and the do gooders and the getters. Oh, shout out to Ed and Mary Show for winning the Grand Jury Award for Best Director for his film Bruce. Shout outs to you, man. I saw your speech, a part of speech on acceptance speech on Instagram, and it was just so moving. Those kinds of speeches, when you see somebody cry, they're not just crying because, oh, they got the award, honey. They looking back. They're in the crevices of their mind, and they're thinking about every bill that didn't get paid, honey. They're thinking about every sacrifice that was made. They're thinking about how much time and effort and money they put in. They're thinking about all the times they wanted to give up and didn't. That's what those tears are for. Shout out to Dewey Girard and Raven Drummer, people who had a vision, people who had said, okay, we can do this. We don't know how it's going to pan out, but guess what? We got vision. We got talent. Let's put our minds together. Let's create something that we believe in. Let's go. Let's get it. You understand? When is it the best web original, Brooklyn Blue Sky, at ABFF? That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to my cast, Belle Capless, Mike Oloyede, Roland Lane, Janelle Simone, Live Rivers, Nicolette Ellis, and Shannon Wallace. You know what I'm saying? Go-getters. Go-getters who go after what they want in life. You know, I'm just so excited. You know, coming back from Miami, I've been around people who are just living their dreams and who decided that what they want is theirs, that it's for them, and they're just not going to stop. They're not going to stop. When you're around that kind of energy, the conversation is different. When you're around that kind of energy, the vibes, everything, the move, everything is different. And you can't help but be positive. You can't help but think about, okay, what, you know, did I really put the time and effort into the thing I said I wanted? When you're around that kind of energy, you always, it forces you to think about your life and think about, okay, well, oh, wait a minute, let's go back and put my mind to this thing here. It can be done. What you want is already yours. You can have it. Make the decision today. Make the decision that what you want is yours. Decide, and it's yours. Make that decision today. I'm just so, let me tell you something. I'm feeling so good. I feel so high. Listen, determined to be a do-gooder. Put that goal in sight and go open other doors for yourself and ultimately for others. Listen, whatever you want in life, you can have it. Make the decision that it is yours today. I'll do good as a go-getter. So get up and go get it. I love y'all. See you next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/go open other doors. This is your girl, the artist, Adiaga Faiza. I love you guys. See you next week.